You're tuned in to The Dr. Kinney Show, and I'm your host, Dr. Erin Kinney, a naturopathic doctor and speaker dedicated to unraveling the mysteries of your body and guiding you back into balance. Through my years of practice, I've discovered that knowledge empowers healing. The more you understand about your health, the better choices you make, leading you towards recovery. Join me each week as we dive deep into actionable insights and wisdom from myself and top experts in the holistic health community. Together, we'll equip you with the tools to decipher what's happening in your body, why it's reacting as it does, and how to restore harmony in both your body and your life. Whether you're seeking relief from unexplained symptoms or aiming to optimize your well-being, this is your sanctuary. Welcome to the Dr. Kinney Show, where understanding leads to healing. Let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Dr. Kinney Show. This week, I'm pleased to have joining me Greg, the Hydrogen Man. We're going to have a really interesting conversation, and I'm really excited to have him on the show. So Greg, thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So maybe you can start by telling my listeners a little bit about how you became the Hydrogen Man.
It's actually a horrible story in the sense that I ended up having to suffer a great deal through numerous medical problems, and it's been an absolute nightmare. And, you know, I did work in the medical field myself for about 2 decades. And so I really knew the behind the scenes and how everything was really working. I worked with numerous doctors and specialists, and I had a really good grasp on it. So when I started having my issues, I was already in fear of like, oh no, now I got to go through this whole system. And I did, and it wasn't very pleasant and it wasn't very helpful. They didn't really find a lot of the answers to issues that I was having. So I ended up having to take basically a dive. My process of thinking is I want to look at everything, but I'm really big on scientific data because I'm very data driven. There's too much nonsense out there, in my opinion. In fact, before I go on, I should say I'm not giving any medical advice. I'm not going to be making any claims today. But what I ended up doing was really looking at a lot of data, and specifically not just short-term data, because short-term data is very tricky. A lot of people get tricked by short-term data because it looks really great in the short term, but then in the long term, things don't really look so good, depending on what it is that you're working on. And this even goes for certain modalities of making hydrogen, specifically like Kangen machines. If you've ever heard of Kangen machines, there were basically supposed to be water ionizers or alkaline water type of stuff. And they did show good data on short term, but as they got to be used in the long term, the Japanese discovered there's some pretty major problems with it, actually, even though they still promote it out there. And so that's how I was really trying to figure out, quote unquote, my issues. And obviously studying data, I stumbled upon hydrogen and I was absolutely fascinated by the things I was finding. I literally thought it was a scam. I thought this can't be true. This can't possibly be true. Because if something like this exists, why don't we know about it? And by the way, this was, you know, over a decade ago now. So, you know, not a lot of people knew about it back then. Eventually, a lot of data. I mean, we're not talking like 50 studies or 20. 100 studies. I mean, the number I believe now is past 2,000 studies. I mean, there's a lot. And it became medically approved already, at least in Japan. It's definitely going to be medically approved in the future in other countries like America and whatnot, but right now it isn't. And there's still a massive amount of information lacking about hydrogen. As far as how to do it correctly, I would say, and I hate to say this, but like almost everybody's wrong about it in the US, and it's already becoming a big thing. And I think where the confusion comes in, people like to talk about the wonderful scientific evidence and be like, oh, this is so gritty. And then the way it's implemented really appears to be the problem, because that's where I had a lot of trouble. It took a lot of research to figure out how to implement it and specifically how to make it correctly. I think a lot of people don't understand, you know, hydrogen is a gas, so much like oxygen. This is the simplest way I've discovered to explain it. And if you go to a hospital, they have oxygen tanks. And if you go to a welding center, they have oxygen tanks too. Is it the same oxygen? Well, the one at the hospital is medical grade. The ones in some welding center are not medical grade. Now, do most people even understand what the difference is? I mean, do you know what the difference between medical grade and non-medical grade would be?
In terms of oxygen? No, I don't know this. I would assume it would just be a purer form without other stuff in there, but I don't know. What would it be?
That's actually exactly it. It has to do with purity. And so nobody seems to be understanding that hydrogen gas needs to be at its highest, the way that it's being made needs to be at its highest level of purity. It can actually be a really bad idea, which I see a lot of people do. I can show you one example. I'll just tell you right now, again, I don't like to make claims or anything, but I'm not a fan of these little bottles. And they sell massive amounts of these little bottles
That's just this pure hydrogen gas. Maybe we can back up because I'm actually thinking I need a like basic explanation. So the idea is you're consuming hydrogen gas just, or are we talking about putting it into the water? Like, can you talk about like how you're actually utilizing hydrogen?
So there's numerous ways to use it. The most accessible to the average person is going to be one, you dissolve it in water. Just like if you were to look at like, for example, canned water that has CO2 in it, you have dissolved the gas into the water. So you dissolve hydrogen gas into the water. And we are talking about a specific because people confuse this. A lot of businesses confuse this aspect is there's other gases, like for example, Brown's gas. They'll try to say, oh, this is the same as molecular hydrogen, but it's not. Actually, it's not even close to being the same. So people get confused because they don't have the knowledge or the education and they just believe what people tell them. And that's a really big problem. That's the whole reason that I had so many issues with my whole medical thing is that I had to go and research and look at data instead of listening to other people because I kept listening. It's not to offend any podcasts because I like doing podcasts. But when you listen to a lot of different podcasters, everybody seems to have a difference of opinion. You'll have one guy saying, eat nothing but meat. Some other person said, no, eat nothing but fruit. Eat it all raw. I mean, everybody's disagreeing. So I had to go to the data. Like I didn't listen to opinions anymore. I went off of data. And so going off of data in regards to molecular hydrogen really made a big difference. And then one of the other things that you can do is inhale the hydrogen gas. So those are the really big ways of implementing that are accessible to the average person is inhaling the pure gas form or dissolving it in water.
Got it. So, and so maybe let's talk about when the hydrogen comes into the body, how is it benefiting the body? What is it doing on a cellular level?
Well, it does a massive amount of things. And the truth is, we don't even know the full mechanism yet. I mean, we know that it appears to function as an anti. We know that it appears to function as a selective antioxidant, which is actually a really big deal because some of the first research that was done was actually mitochondrial research and how amazing it is for the mitochondria. The reason that it's so unique is because people don't know, and I'd be curious if you know this, are you aware that antioxidants actually come in different sizes? So a lot of people don't know that. And so if you were to compare the size of vitamin C or glutathione or CoQ10 versus hydrogen, hydrogen is like tiny. I mean, it's like, so the fact that it's so tiny and it literally goes right through anything. It'll go right through glass, right through walls, right through any tissue that you have. It's almost like a ghost. That actually makes it much, much more accessible as far as when you're using it. Your body, it can go to any nick and cranny anywhere in your body. There is no place that it cannot go to, including past the blood-brain barrier.
Well, I just think, like, you know, I loved organic chemistry and chemistry when I was in like pre-med school. And I remember taking this, like, there's so many hydrogen bonds. Like hydrogen bonds are so important for building so many molecules in the system. So I'm wondering, like, it seems like if you supercharge the body with more hydrogen, it would be able to build more cells of whatever the body needs to do. Is that kind of like the basics of it? That's how my brain is explaining it to myself right now.
I think I can maybe even oversimplify more than that.
Okay,
and I think that the way that you put it is also helpful because they don't know the full mechanism is because it can do just about anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'd explain everything that water does.
Well,
you're talking about, I mean, water is everywhere, plants, humans, animals. I mean, it's crazy, right? And so the simplest way also that I noticed is that when you look at oxygen and hydrogen, you know, I know they have oxygen tanks in hospitals, but oxygen is actually an oxidant. It actually oxidizes, all right? In the medical field, they understand very clearly, and they're still learning more because they've seen some pretty horrific stuff, that oxygen can actually be detrimental when you're trying to supplement it or using it. So you have to be very careful on how you use oxygen. You don't just, you know, let's just give somebody extra oxygen all the time. And so hydrogen, though, on the other hand, instead of being an oxidant, it appears to be an antioxidant. So it's literally kind of like the opposite. And the biggest thing that I've discovered in the human body about this is if you start trying to break down every little thing that the human body does, there's so many functions that have to do with oxidation and oxygen, over-oxidation. In fact, the Japanese discovered, I'll tell you this in a second, actually, I'll head back to it, but they discovered what causes almost every single disease, which is pretty wild. And I think it's important to touch on that. But what hydrogen appears to do, because it's a selective antioxidant, that it seems to bring an equilibrium and a balance, almost like a homeostasis back to the body. When we're over-oxidizing, it begins to bring things back into balance. And then everything starts to function the way it should. I think that's why it's so tricky, because it'll do different things for different people. And that's what makes it, I think, so unique. And in regards to disease, I think this is actually really important. So the Japanese had a list. It was massive. They had a list of all these different medical conditions. that they had scientific evidence that hydrogen appeared to have benefits for all these medical conditions. And it was a very long list. I wish I had it here to show you. Next to every single medical condition, like heart condition, blood pressure, cholesterol, whatever, all these different medical conditions next to them were the pharmaceutical medicine that is used for that specific condition or medicines that were being used. And then they had more medicines that also had to be used due to a lot of times negative side effects from the initial medicine or medicines. So you have this list of medical conditions, and the list of medicines was massive. I mean, it was just, it was huge for all these medical conditions. It was almost 200 medical conditions that hydrogen had been shown to be effective for. And they couldn't understand why, because then they showed hydrogen. And they said, how could hydrogen have an effect on all this? And when we need this level of medicines, which we know are, you know, potentially very harmful for people. And they really wanted to figure this out. Millions of dollars later, massive amount of time, the Japanese discovered that 97 to 98% of all disease comes out of one thing. And that basically has to do with oxidative stress, you know, free radical damage, you know, ROS, reactive oxygen species, whatever, but oxidative stress in the end. So if you have too much oxidative stress in the liver, liver problems. If you have too much in the kidneys, kidney issues, you know, on and on and on it goes. And so that's why hydrogen appeared to be so effective. It's not just an antioxidant. It's not just something that's anti-inflammatory. It can actually penetrate to the deepest parts of the body. And it does more. They're always discovering more, like a huge university, I believe it's called Keio University in Japan, because they're the mecca of hydrogen. They're the ones that discovered all this. They discovered that it also appears to open up ghost vessels or ghost veins, which is another like really, really big deal. Are you aware of this one yet? The ghost veins or ghost vessels opening up? Have you ever heard of that?
No, that's really interesting.
So ironically, it is a medical term because I'd never heard of it either and I had to read about it. But basically, as we age, we have like these vessels where we used to get blood. And then in time, we stop getting blood in there. So it's kind of like a ghost town. There's just nothing there anymore. And what people need to understand about the blood is that if you cut off blood supply to your arm or your hand, it's going to die. So life is in the blood. This is extremely important. And so hydrogen appears to start opening up those ghost vessels again. So as we age, we're not getting proper blood supply. You can see that people as they age are more wrinkly and they're not as plump, you know, as when they were like little baby or little child. And so it starts bringing in blood supply to these places again. And on top of it, I have a YouTube channel where everything's free. And I have a video number 68, because I number them. I guess if anybody wants to see the name of the channel, it's called Uprising 144K. But video 68 is a live blood analysis. I've literally had doctors see this video and tell me that's impossible. What you're showing there is not possible. One of them thought it was a scam. She literally went out and bought the same equipment that was used in that study, which is called the Lourdes Hydrofix Premium. If people want to see that, the official company site is called holyhydrogen.com. But they use that device. But she went and got the same device. She wanted to repeat the experiment. That's basically what she did. And she wanted to prove me wrong so badly. And she said, do you promise that once I show what really happens, that you'll share with the audience that it, you know, the information you're providing is incorrect? And I said, absolutely. So she did the same study. You were to see what it does to the blood. It's so unbelievable. After she saw it, the results came back exactly the same. And I still remember when she called me because she said, I can't believe what I'm witnessing. This shouldn't be possible, but it's so unbelievable. And she became a huge proponent of hydrogen and a huge believer in it. You know, so anyway, it's been absolutely amazing. I mean, I could tell you countless stories of the testimonials and that I've hard to believe, or even my conditions. I had a lot of medical problems. So
and so how, when you're taking hydrogen, are you how do you consume it, or how do you get it into your system?
So I actually created a protocol, and it was all mine. My protocol was studied after about 2 or 3 months after I put it out on the internet. I pretty much stolen, but all I did was prove that my protocol worked best. But basically, I use water. So I drink a certain amount of water specific times. You know, I have a protocol on the water, and then inhale the hydrogen gas. And that's how easy it is. In fact, the Japanese made it easy for us, because most of the devices, like these little, I think these are gimmicks, but these little devices out there are all basically made in China. Or they use Chinese parts and try to put them together somewhere else, like America, and say, hey, they're made in America, but they're really just Chinese parts, because everybody's so scared of putting made in China on there, which I don't disagree, because in the world of hydrogen, after everything I've learned, I would never use a device that uses lye, you know, sodium hydroxide, which is a horrible chemical in my opinion. And also anything that uses the metals are really important. So anything that uses plated metal, it's a bad idea. And then the membranes that they're using, a lot of these devices from the lab reports or even hydrogen pills, I don't use any of that stuff for numerous reasons. There is a doctor who is actually not only a neurosurgeon, neuroscientist, top doctor in Japan. He actually is also happens to be a high specialist. And for anybody who knows the medical field, neurosurgeons are like way up there, very smart people. He actually uses hydrogen, obviously. He will only use, I was kind of surprised about this, he will only use the Lourdes Hydrofix Premium, literally the same device that I use. It is a Japanese-made, Japanese-engineered, you know, handmade, lab-tested, certified. It's like the only machine in the world that does all this, and it does both the water and the gas at a very high level. It's not only the only machine he uses, it's the only machine that he says he will recommend to patients. He doesn't trust any other. That's a pretty big statement. And it's not money driven. I mean, the guy apparently is incredibly successful. And my understanding is he doesn't ask for any of the money. It's just that that's the best. They're the number one machine in Japan. And all my research led me to that device. That's how I, you know, because I was always reading the data in Japan. And I'm thinking, I need a device that does all these things, like checks all the boxes. And it gets really tedious. And eventually it led to that device in Japan. And I just became extremely grateful that they make it, because they made hydrogen very accessible for us. It's very, very accessible, easy to use. It's one button. I got videos on how to do it because I had so many questions myself when I first started. And I wish I would have found a channel like mine.
Yeah. I literally, well, that's, you know, why you created it. You created it because you knew you needed it, which means other people need it. So, okay. So you're drinking water and you call that structured water. I feel like I've been at conferences and they have tablets and they're like, this will structure the water. Can you maybe talk to me about that a little bit?
So structured water is highly misunderstood. There actually are different ways to structure water. At first, I thought it was a scam, but I actually did find a company and the structures the water very differently than anything I've seen in America. The $7,000. So you're not going to structure water for $50, a couple hundred bucks. And I won't give all the secrets away, but I did discover how they do it. It's interesting. And when I looked at their scientific evidence, I was pretty blown away because I thought there's no way that you're going to be structuring water. It was impressive, but it's not medically approved for sure. And it is not what hydrogen does. So that's why understanding all these water technologies and claims and all this stuff is really tricky, because unless you know the data, you're going to get lost.
Well, and there's so many things out there, and there's so many companies marketing like, oh, this water's alkaline and this is this and you need this. And I feel like I go to conferences sometimes and, you know, supplement myself like, here, take this capsule that you put in your water and it makes that water structured with hydrogen. And, you know, we're like, oh, I'll try that. But I clearly, like, I need more of an education on this. And so, you know, I'm pretty educated in this realm in this space. So I'm so glad that you're here teaching me all about this.
In this realm, this is exactly why I quit listening to what all these companies that are selling supplements are saying. I just went to the actual data, the actual professionals. And that's where I found all the parameters that are necessary in a lot of these scientific studies. And then, of course, I discovered they had literally medical centers where they used the device that I'm using. And I'm thinking, okay, this is interesting. And then the more I researched, it became very clear. Even the guy who created it, the story behind that is so unbelievable. Because if it was money driven, he even said, look, I would have just gone to China and had them make something. But there was no way I was going to do that. Everything's in-house. Everything's in Japan. Everything gets verified, lab tested. There was spared no expense. There's a reason that they have the top materials and technology than anybody in the world. I've never seen a machine even close. And then we have access to it. And it's so cheap, really. I mean, because when I say cheap, it's not like $100,000 or $50,000. Because that's what you were looking at back in the day. If you didn't have equipment, it was going to be outrageous.
Expensive. Yeah.
And so now it's very, very accessible. I believe there's something like $2,500.
Lasts
a super long time. They're super reliable, super well built.
And so you don't have to put anything, like you don't have to put any substrate into it. It creates the hydrogen itself or new?
Yeah, it's literally the way that it's designed. I mean, first of all, the metal that they use. So I had to learn a lot. I had to learn about things I wasn't interested in. I had to learn a lot about the science of metals. So metallurgy, which was really complex. And you should have seen what they did with their metal. I mean, it was deemed impossible, you know, just years ago. So they literally had to create new technologies that nobody had ever done. The membrane they use, nobody in the world has the membrane they have, which is very important because I found through lab testing, the membranes that companies are using, like, I hate to say, but like these bottles and stuff, in my opinion, I'll just say that based on the lab test that I saw, there's unsavory things in there and that I wouldn't want.
And the membrane is what's keeping the hydrogen like in the, right? It's like keeping it from escaping. Is that what the membrane is? What does the membrane do?
What the membrane does is when you're, so with the Hydrofix, the device that we're talking about, the one that I use, It has two chambers. So that's one of the first things that need to happen. This doesn't have two chambers, right? You just put water in there. When you have two chambers, you put water in one area that you're not actually going to drink. Then you put water in a different area that you are going to drink. And then there's a membrane between them. So when you're extracting the hydrogen, because by the way, hydrogen is locked in water. When I say locked, it's locked with oxygen.
Yeah.
Locked in H2O. So H2 is molecular hydrogen.
So that's how they're getting the hydrogen, is they're pulling it from the water molecules.
Yes.
Got it. So the membrane is basically what is, like, what's, it's like filtering it almost. Is that what it's doing?
Well, you know, almost, yeah. So it only allows the pure through.
Got it. Interesting. Very interesting.
I've even discovered this with water filtration companies. I won't name any names, but there's literally lawsuits because these water filtration companies, you know, they're supposed to be filtering stuff through the water, but it turns out that the filters themselves have unsavory things within them that were actually emanating the water also. And so purity is of the highest importance. And the Japanese are really big on purity. They're really picky, which I personally love, especially, you know, hydrogen geek. And so that's why this company developed this special membrane that nobody has, because of the level of purity.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you're consuming a substrate that can get into all the little parts, nitty gritty parts of the body, we want to make sure it is of, it needs to be the purest thing possible, because it's getting down into your mitochondria. You don't want to be carrying other negative things in there, right? We only want the purest thing going in there.
You're absolutely correct. And if I were to practically quote the doctor from Japan, Dr. Adachi, she's saying, look, hydrogen goes past the blood-brain barrier.
Yeah.
This is part of its magic. But he said, purity is of the utmost importance. Like, you were talking about those pills that they were telling you that structure the water. That's silly, but it does produce hydrogen through a chemical reaction.
Yeah.
But it puts gases. I'll tell you right now, want to inhale those gases.
Well, so I'll actually say, I tried one of those at the conference and I did not feel good. I was just like, they were like giving me bottles of it. I was like, I don't like that stuff. I don't think it was very bizarre. Like, the water turned a color and then he drank it and it was kind of fizzy and I did not feel good. I was like, nope, I'm not going for that. It didn't make me feel good.
You know, and you would like this too, because like, hydrogen is odorless, tasteless, and pH neutral, right?
Which is fantastic.
So if you were to look at the pills, they turn the water gray, so that doesn't sound colorless. It turns the water acidic. I should lab report on that, which means it's not pH neutral. It actually smells like
it smells
crap.
Terrible. It smells like sulfur. Yeah.
Well, that's not odorless, and it's clearly not tasteless because it tastes like metal.
Yeah.
And I hate to tell you, well, I won't say it because it's gotten me in trouble, but I'll just say that I did see lab reports of what is inside those pills, especially after you just. And after I saw what was in there, I just couldn't believe that anybody would recommend anything.
Yeah.
To me, it's complete foolishness, because I'm trying to heal here. And if you would know the ingredients, I'm like, this is complete stupidity, actually.
This conversation makes me think of, I love that you said that you stopped listening to podcasts. And again, not that all podcasts are bad, but, you know, to go like straight to the data, or to find someone who has gone straight to the data and is like, here, because, you know, I think being a consumer in today's world, especially when it comes to your health, there are so many things out there and there are a lot of conflicting things. And when it comes to nutrition, there's always going to be conflicting things. No one is ever going to have the thing, because nothing's ever going to be the thing for everybody. But when it comes to like the safety of a supplement, that is important for everyone. And some companies, you know, they're not going to tell you about the additives in their thing. So it's important to use, you know, companies and to maybe do a little bit of your own research, right? To like, you know, I try to heavily research anything that I recommend to a patient or that I put in my body. But, you know, sometimes someone whose their job is to market and sell a supplement, they might not be doing that, right? So you just have to like use your best judgment with this, which I know is not the, I get patients and people that, you know, listeners of the show, they're like, oh, there's so much stuff out there. I don't know what to do. I feel overwhelmed. And I think, you know, my answer on the show to that question, I harp on this a lot, is find a practitioner or somebody who's an expert in what you're working with. Like, so if you're wanting to do hydrogen, go follow Greg, because clearly he knows all the things. He's done the research himself. You know, and if you're struggling with, you know, anything health-wise, find someone that can help walk you through it, that they've done the research themselves, so that you don't necessarily have to go dive into all the nitty-gritty stuff if you don't want to.
And, you know, I feel like it's a little late for this, but I really think I should share not so much, well, some of the medical issues I've had.
Yeah, sure.
And things that I've actually seen personally, because it blew my mind. Like, me personally, I did have issues with my liver, autoimmune issues, a bit of kidney, but I had a lot of pain. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of everywhere, even to the point where it got so bad where I literally couldn't walk for 6 months at a time. It was actually horrific. And on top of it all, I had a heart condition too.
Oh, wow.
that, you know, I was told that that would take me out in 10 years or less, and that I, you know, I needed a quote unquote open heart surgery. And my bones actually, when they would look like in my dental, actually looked bowing really fast. So something was going on, which appeared to also be autoimmune related. And I had a lot of gut issues, you know. So I had all these quote unquote different problems. And of course, hydrogen was literally in my other protocols too, but I did a lot of things, but hydrogen seemed to bring it all together because clean water and clean hydrogen enhance everything.
Yeah.
It's like foundational. I think just being hydrated with clean water is
so important. So important. Yeah.
It's literally business that when you go into a hospital, oftentimes they put you on an IV because you need to be hydrated. It's so important for everything to function.
Yeah.
Even, you know, in certain therapies. And then, of course, I've met people, like some of the most common things that I've seen were like even family and stuff that had like diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, glaucoma, macular degeneration was one of the ones that kind of boggled my mind.
Interesting.
People with Crohn's disease, celiac disease, you know, different type of gut issues, obviously autoimmune. And these are just to name a few, even people with heart conditions, because when I did the hydrogen, I didn't expect it to make my heart condition go away, actually. I was doing it for the pain and other issues that I had. And literally my heart condition, I was seeing a cardiologist and I was debating whether I wanted to get this open heart surgery. I was scared to death to do it. I didn't want to be cut open and cracked open. And I started using, I used a lot of different hydrogen machines at first because I didn't understand it all. And it was the best one. And I'm not kidding you, after doing the best machine and improving my protocols, I went to my cardiologist and all of a sudden he said, your condition's gone. And I had that condition for decades. I mean, it was bad. And I couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it either. He's like, this doesn't almost make any sense.
Yeah.
And using that on other people at heart conditions.
Oh, the same things. Any really?
And so that began
That's
to
amazing.
Blow my mind.
Yeah.
Being in front of something so amazing. And well, I really do think hydrogen's actually going to change the world. It's also been shown to be anti-aging, by the way.
Well, of course it would be if it's up, you know, if it's getting into all the cells and making them do their job properly. I mean, that's usually what happens as we age, is cells are not doing their job like they used to. So if we can give them anything that upregulates and supercharges the mitochondrial production of ATP, is going to make your cells function better, right?
And I even thought it's going to help with like even things as crazy as depression.
Yeah, I was going to ask about mental health. Does it help?
And personally, I think it depends on what's causing the mental health problem, because if it's something traumatic, you know, hydrogen, I can solve trauma. But if there's something biological, which actually happens to people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, hey, my gut's not working properly, which we now know is connected to certain chemicals in the brain. And, you know, how you feel. Your body needs to be running right in order to be feeling good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's another big one. And even weight loss. That's another huge one. There's new data in regards to like, and I even know a woman who did this, so I got to witness it myself. She was very large. I think nudging on 400 pounds, she'd probably hate to tell anybody. Nobody knows who she is. And so what happens as you gain weight, there's actually new data. So again, data-driven. Your body gets confused when you're overweight. And it literally acts like it's being under attack. So it starts sending inflammatory signals just randomly throughout the body. And then your metabolism gets all screwed up. And then it's hard for people to lose weight. Well, I started noticing this pattern where she got on the hydrogen protocol, and I'm not kidding you, she changed nothing. And she admits it. She has a horrible diet, you know, microwavable processed food, whatever. She started dropping weight in a really healthy manner.
Oh,
and
wow.
She dropped 50 or 50 pounds and changed nothing.
Wow.
She was just falling.
That's fantastic.
And not only, she started getting off of some heart medicine that she was on, blood pressure medicine, the way it affects blood glucose. I mean, it's so unbelievable. It truly is unbelievable. And I think it's going to change the world. Not only health, fitness, you know, but also things like I've worked with people with Alzheimer's, dementia, TBI, traumatic brain injury. I would encourage people to go check out a YouTube channel called Holy Hydrogen. I think that's the name, because there's a woman that I worked with and they ended up doing an interview with her. This woman couldn't barely speak very well. And she would forget everything after 10 to 20, 30 seconds because of this TBI, traumatic brain injury. She had gone to numerous doctors, spent massive amounts of money. I've worked with more than one person like this. And they just lost hope. And I still remember that story because she called me one time and said, hey, I just want to let you know that you saved my life. And I was thinking, who is this? I didn't even recognize her because she was normal.
Wow.
And I thought, I didn't save your life. I know I didn't jump into a river and save anybody's life. So I don't know what you're talking about. But she opened up to me and said, just so you know, I was actually going to be taking my life. I was so screwed. And she said, and I prayed. And she said, I'm not kidding you. Within 24 hours, you popped up on some video and I watched you. And she said, I don't why, but I could just feel it when you were talking that you were saying the truth. And she said, I just decided to take the plunge and I followed you know, what you were trying to show. She actually reached out to me and I did call her and I spent a lot of hours with her because it was so hard. Remember, I said, just write it down because she would repeat the same questions over and over. And she did the protocol and it was probably about 6-8 months later. It was dramatic, her results. So unbelievably that I didn't even recognize her.
Wow.
Because she was talking normal. And so I didn't know who it was. And so they did an interview with her on the channel. And just recently, there's video footage. I haven't released it yet, of somebody with Parkinson's who couldn't even walk. They're walking after getting dehydrated. Wow. So, I mean, I'm telling you, there's something so important here. And the world just doesn't know yet. So I think it's great that you're, I hope, you know, I encourage everybody to share.
Share this episode. I think especially if you've got someone in your life that's struggling with something, they haven't been able to find answers. So on that, okay, your YouTube channel, let's tell, like, it's Uprising 144K. Is that what it is?
Yes. And I encourage everybody to obviously subscribe because it's free.
Okay.
And it really helps support that I'm trying to bring this information.
Yeah. And what's the website they can go check out? We'll put this on the show notes, but if they want to learn more, should they go to YouTube? Is that the best place to go?
So YouTube is the best place to go. All my best and latest information goes there. I have some stuff on Rumble. I have some stuff on Instagram and Twitter or X or whatever, but not a lot. Everything's pretty much YouTube. And I don't have it because I'm literally running this whole thing on a shoestring budget.
Got it.
I'm not a computer guy. I don't have anybody helping.
Well, YouTube is a great platform. So that's awesome. Well, so everyone go check it out. I'm going to go watch your stuff. I'm really curious to learn more. This has been a fantastic episode. I'm going to start thinking about this for some of my patients as well. Yeah, and this episode will be on YouTube too. I'm finally getting with the times and getting on YouTube. So you can check this episode out on YouTube if you want to watch it in person. Yeah, so thank you so much for being here. This is a great talk. And yeah, I'm excited to continue learning about hydrogen and to spread the word.
Well, thank you so much. And hopefully, there's a lot more to go over. So if you ever want to chat again.
Yeah, we can definitely have you back on the show again. It'd be great. Awesome, Greg. Thank you. See everyone next week.
Thank you for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this conversation, be sure to connect with me on social media to find more helpful tips and information. You can find me at Dr. Kinney on all of the platforms. And please be sure to subscribe and leave a rating and/or a review. This helps grow the show so more people have access to this knowledge that leads to empowered healing. Love and light, and see you next week.